NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg has dismissed warnings by Russian President Vladimir Putin that allowing Kiev to deploy Western weapons for strikes inside Russia might lead to an escalation. Moscow made a warning after US President Joe Biden decided Thursday to permit Kiev to use American weapons for counter-fire purposes inside Russian territory near the border with Ukraine's Kharkiv region, where dozens were killed this month in Russian attacks. Stoltenberg told reporters at a NATO foreign ministers meeting in Prague that Ukraine has the right to respond to Russia.
Russia has escalated by invading another country, and Russia has escalated just the last weeks by opening a new front where they are hitting Ukraine from inside Russia. And of course, to assume that Ukraine should not hit back is in no way reasonable, because Ukraine must be able to defend their territory, also of course by hitting the artillery, the missiles, which are launched.
He spoke at a gathering where ministers decided that NATO would coordinate more effectively in providing equipment and training to Ukraine. Stoltenberg said that 99% of the military aid for Ukraine comes from NATO allies. He said that member states have provided about 40 billion euros, some $44 billion, in military aid to Ukraine annually since Russia launched its full-scale invasion of the country in February 2022. He stressed that NATO must maintain at least that current level of support to Ukraine for as long as necessary. These steps were welcomed by Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, whose outnumbered forces are facing an uphill battle against Russian troops. Zelensky admitted that Ukrainians are increasingly concerned about how the war will end. Some people don't want to fight in the war. Some are afraid. And I think that those are human beings. All of us are human beings, he says. But you can't say that everyone is running away and before they didn't run away. No, it's not like that. When almost everything was occupied, everyone went out in the streets. Everyone did it. And I think this unity gave us such strength. Definitely, after 2.5 years of war, this is a slightly different energy. But believe me, it still exists. It is on the front line. He hopes more NATO members will allow Ukraine to use their weapons to hit military targets in Russia. However, NATO member state Hungary expressed concern Friday that this could lead to a new world war involving the US and Russia, which are both nuclear powers. The Prague gathering prepared for a NATO summit in Washington in a year when the alliance celebrates its 75th anniversary. For Worthy News Radio, I am Stefan J. Bos, reporting.